Thursdays are for the girls, a podcast about all things but mostly sports. I'm Kennedy.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Molly.
Molly is running around the house right now, curling her hair with her finger. But we are here on opening day of Major League Baseball, 2021.
Yay.
We are so excited. It's actually the day, it's opening day eve. When we're recording this, but we're celebrating like it's opening day. Yes. So we are here to talk all things 2021 baseball, make our predictions, talk about kind of what we're feeling for the 2021 season. And we'll just kind of see where this goes.
I have a story to start off really quick. It'll get us rolling into some conversation. So today, for some reason, I was on my couch and I was really bored because I was just bored and I didn't know what to watch, and my choices were Grey's Anatomy, which I've been watching obviously for the past few days. Well, I mean, you wouldn't know that, but I have been, and I just like wasn't feeling it today. So I turned on this documentary about Frank Sinatra. And then
about what?
Bear with me. It has to do with baseball. I turned this documentary on about Frank Sinatra, and I honestly, then I left my house for 4 hours, but then my mom continued watching it, and then I got back, and the documentary was ending, well, it wasn't 4 hours, but we don't have to talk about it. I got back, and the documentary was ending, and the song New York, New York comes on. You know that song, you know, start spreading, that song. That was in the wrong key. I'm sorry. Anyway, so then I was just sitting there watching the documentary, and it just made me gleeful. It made me gleeful for baseball because it's one of my favorite traditions. Number one, for when, if you don't know, every home game that the Yankees win, that song plays, honestly, it might even play if they lose. But anyway, nonetheless, it made me gleeful, and it made me just like the song, and there was like a little slow motion pitch that they showed on screen, and like a montage of New York, extremely hella romanticized of New York City, but I'm a sucker for that shit. So that just made me really excited for baseball. It made me emotional about it, and it made me excited for all of the, like, tradition and atmosphere of a baseball game. And so I wanted to ask you guys what you were excited about for the baseball season. That took a really long time.
My favorite tradition that the Tigers have in Comerica Park is losing. That's kind of the only tradition they have in Comerica Park. I'm just excited for baseball to be back. I think the 2020 season always just felt a little off because it started on some weird terms and it was shorter and just there were a lot of different stipulations. But I'm excited to be able to go to baseball games, and just be able to kind of experience Major League Baseball again. Like, I feel like we're getting closer and closer to having things back to normal.
I don't know. I'm excited about a lot of things. This baseball season is going to be really important for the collective bargaining agreement and figuring all that out. There have been rumors, obviously, of course, they're just rumors, about, like, possibly a new commissioner and, like, that sort of thing. So I think that it'll be, I don't know, I think it'll be really interesting to see how all of that plays out alongside just the actual, like, baseball things that happen on the field. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's what I'm probably most excited about, seeing how all of that plays out. Just because, like, for this year itself, like, it won't make that big of a difference, but, like, for the future years, like, having, like, a universal DH that's, like, in the collective bargaining agreement, like, having, like, all of these things with the season, and, like, they're wanting to restructure it a little bit, and changing maybe the postseason layout. Like, I think it'll just be interesting, and it'll be the framework for maybe, like, a new look for baseball. So that's what I'm excited about.
I was kind of holding out for Major League Baseball too. I saw this was like the first thing that's on the article you have opened, but like baseball to announce like sort of last minute, like, oh, we are gonna have a universal DH.
Right.
But it's tomorrow and there is no word on a universal DH.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with it's not happening.
I don't think it's happening either, and that's something that's really annoying because pitchers are already getting hurt. And that was one of the like that's always been one of the biggest selling points is like it's harmful to pitchers. It's all, like, they're already getting hurt because they had a year off from it, and now they're making them do it again. I also just think it's stupid that one league has it and one league doesn't. It literally makes no sense, and it gives the American League basically, like, a head start.
Kind of gives them an advantage.
Right. I mean, it honestly does give them an advantage, and it's not really fair. I mean, they're honestly, like, that's a bit of a slippery slope to use the, like, it's not fair argument as, like, your main point, just because there are a lot of things in baseball that are not fair. Why do the Marlins have, you know, $5 in their bank account? And other teams
the
have...
The Mets just re-signed Francisco Lindor.
You know, and the thing is, like, as we've seen, it's not like that is a make-or-break thing. The Marlins and the Rays, who have two of the lowest payrolls in baseball, both made it pretty far in the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, the Dodgers have a lot of money, but the Mets didn't make it very far. The Yankees didn't make it very far. Like, you know, it is what it is. It doesn't mean that you're going to have a bad team. It's just, like, there are a lot of things that we can say are, quote-unquote, unfair about baseball. But, I don't know, I think the DH is... Not to start it off on a disappointing note, on a like, ah, oh, this sucks. Because I am really excited about baseball having a full season again. But yeah, no, I am really excited about it, despite my disappointment about the DH, so.
It's gonna be a good year.
Yeah. I think there's some fun moves in the off season.
Heck yeah.
That will be interesting to see. And honestly, there's a chance that a couple more things may happen pretty soon. A
couple of big-name pitchers are back, so that's fun. Places. As they were off last year. Well, not off, but they were injured last year.
I think it'll be interesting to see the players who opted out of last season, kind of how they readjust into, like, David Price, for example, opted out of the 2020 season. Seeing, like, what he sort of contributes to the 2021 season will be interesting. I think we should talk about just, like, where we see the season going. So, like... are maybe the teams that we're sort of rooting for or just, like, where we see the standings going. And honestly, like, World Series predictions right now.
Ooh.
Start right of the now, season.
Braves Dodgers. Which is... Oh, no. That can't even happen. Braves... We would never make it past the Dodgers, so that's why I kind of got cut up. Braves. I think a Braves-Rays series would be really fun.
That's what I said last year.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I think that would be really fun. I also think... I'm obviously going to pick the Braves. But, yeah, that's all I got. I really only like the Rays.
What do you got, Ken?
I want it to be Marlins Rays, an damn. All Florida World Series. It's not gonna happen, but that would be interesting. I think the Mets will not make it.
No,
I don't know if that counts as a prediction.
I don't either.
I just think it's too early in this rebuilding for them. Mm-hmm. I think they do definitely have a future, but it's not gonna be this year. The Dodgers definitely still have a chance. I mean, they didn't really lose much, and they gained a whole lot. So, I think the Dodgers have a very good shot.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side of it, I don't know. I could maybe see the Yankees making it.
I feel like around the board, I feel like the Dodgers will make a great case for themselves to make it, as they have a stacked roster. And I think they have a lot of, obviously, deep talent on their team. And they've acquired... a lot on during the offseason. I think I'm very hopeful for the Yankees because we did make some moves. We did get a better bullpen. And I think that will aid us in reaching it a bit farther than we have in the past. So I'm lit. I'm excited. And I'd like to see Yankees-Dodgers World Series, I guess.
I like it. All right, next question. Who's one player that you're excited to kind of see this year?
I think I'm excited to see how Fernando Tatis Jr. almost, like, lives up to the hype that he left himself with last year. I think he will live up to it. Yeah. That's my prediction, is that he will live up to it. But I think, like, he really, no matter what, he just kind of made baseball, I mean, he makes baseball fun, and he got everybody hype for baseball last year, as in a time where there was not much to be hyped for. I think that it's going to be fun to see, like, where he takes the game from where he left off.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I think it'll be interesting to see, like, kind of how he handles. I think it'll be interesting to see how he lives up to kind of all the hype that's around him, because he ended off the season, like, with a ton of hype. But not only that, like, the pressure of this new contract. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of money on the line, and I obviously think he's worth it. It's very interesting that they signed him to such a large contract at a younger age, but I think it'll be, I think it's a good move on the Padres' part, and I think it'll end up working out for them in the end. Who's your player to watch for? Are you excited to watch?
Let's see. I guess for the Braves specifically, Austin Riley, just simply because if he's going to have a breakout year, like, this is probably going to be it. And, you know, trying to find that, like, long-term third baseman, I think will be good. And, like, hopefully, the way he's trending is, like, he's going to have a pretty big season, hopefully. But we'll see. I don't know. I'm also excited for Mike Soroka to come back. He, you know, should have probably won Rookie of the Year if he hadn't gotten hurt. And, you know, just coming back from injury is always tricky, just because you are off for so long, and then, you know, he was off for even longer because of the pandemic and all of that. So, you know, seeing how he performs. And then league-wise, I don't know. I'm excited. Like I said earlier, there's been a lot of moves in the offseason, seeing what Trevor Bauer can do with the Dodgers, seeing the Blue Jays have made some moves, like how good they are. Just some teams that, like, maybe haven't really been that good in the past, but did make some moves in the offseason. It's just seeing how they perform, because you never know. I mean, again, you can have a quote-unquote stacked team and it pan out to be nothing, mm-hmm. and then you can have a bunch of, like, absolute nobodies. Yep. And you're making a World Series run all of a sudden. So
the Miami Marlins.
Exactly, yeah. It just depends.
I think we should call it the Marlins effect.
The Marlins effect. I like that. But yeah, I guess that's my player.
I like it.
Players, teams. Kind of got big there.
I think mine is Casey Mize. He was announced as one of the starting pitchers for the Tigers. Like, he made the rotation this year. I think it's going to be really interesting to see kind of how he does. It's his first year in the majors. I think he made a start or two last year just with, like, the COVID season happening.
Right.
But he's, like, officially made his way in. He didn't have a great preseason. He went 1-3, which, like, isn't fantastic.
Right. Which training is also, like...
right. He's still learning how to kind of, like...
navigate.
Get in the mindset of a pitcher, if that makes sense. Like... he can pitch. He knows how to throw a fastball and how to throw a... I don't actually know what his pitching breakdown looks like. But, like, he knows how to pitch, and he's very good at it. It's just, like, when you're down, like, 0-2 in the count, don't throw a fastball down the middle. Like, that sort of stuff, he still needs to kind of get in that mindset, which, like, comes with coaching and all that. And so I do think that it'll be a good experience for him, and I think it'll end up being... really interesting to watch. Do I think he's going to have the greatest year ever? Probably not, but who knows? Maybe 6 months from now we'll be talking about Casey Mize, Rookie of the Year.
Oh, yeah, there's always a chance that people can kind of come out of the woodworks or, like, you know, guys that have been top prospects that are, like, finally getting their chance at a full season.
Mm-hmm.
He
was the number one overall pick in his draft class.
So, like, you know he's good and you know he's got good stuff. It's just kind of, like, there's a difference between being able to, like, pitch a ball and being able to, like, control a game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so figuring out if he can do that. But that's super exciting.
I'm very excited.
That's the thing I think that's the most, one of the most interesting things about baseball is no matter, like, where you are in your draft class, I guess this is true for every other sport, too, but I feel like I see it a lot in baseball where, like, it doesn't necessarily matter if you're the number one overall pick because you can flame out or you can rise to the occasion. And although that's, like, that can happen in every sport, I feel like it's more, like, apparent, I guess, in baseball.
Right. I feel like it's really interesting. So, we're doing fantasy baseball again this year. And, I made a mistake in the 26th round of our draft, and I accidentally drafted a double-A pitcher.
How did you do that?
I've decided to... I changed the thing, like, the options to just the Tigers because I wanted to draft a Tiger with my 26th pick. I was like, oh, this literally does not matter. Molly went all the way to the bottom of the prospects list.
I did. Tim Tebow was on there. Nick Markakis was on there. Like,
they both retired this
offseason. People who literally don't even play the sport of baseball anymore were on there, which I thought was so funny.
But I changed it to the Tigers, and when I changed it, I don't know what happened. I tried to, like, move the cursor, and I must have, like, accidentally, like, clicked on him. So, yeah, I selected Paul
Richon. We don't know how to
say
it.
Yeah, we don't know. But, like, he was... The Tigers got him in the Castellanos trade, which was a few years ago. But he was selected, like, in the second round of his draft class. And he's still pitching in double A. And I don't think he's all that great. But, like... It's like you said, you can
there's
be
just so
anywhere
many
in the lineup. And yeah,
there's just so much, so many levels, like, to go through before you get to the top. And, like...
Right. And I think sometimes we forget, like... And this is, like, for all sports, just, like, another thing. Like, people are like, oh, this guy was selected in the third round. Like, he's probably not even that good. Each team only gets one pick per round.
Right.
It's not like they had, like, six picks in the first round and they decided to wait until the third round to take mm-hmm. him. Like... You could be the, how many, 30, 60, you could be the 45th pick. No, that's wrong.
Okay.
That's the second round. You know what I'm trying to say. You could be like the 80th pick, and that's a third round.
Mm-hmm.
You're the 80th best player out of your draft class. And
yeah. That's the thing.
People
about,
are like, oh, he was a third round pick. Well, yeah, he was a third round pick. He's good at baseball.
Also, the baseball draft is like, not comparable to
baseball
other drafts.
Is like 97,000 years long.
There's so many, like, there are, I don't even know how many rounds are actually in it, but it, like, goes a really, 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 really long time. And that's just one draft class. Like, think about all the people who are already in mm-hmm. the minor league system. Like, I'm not saying that it doesn't mean anything, but it doesn't mean much.
It doesn't mean as much as people, like, lead it on to
be. I feel
be
like it definitely...
Mean?
Kennedy doesn't know how to speak English.
I got my COVID vaccine today. I have
that's
COVID
not the
vaccine
problem.
Brain.
That's just not the issue.
I think it's just, like, the depth. Again, like you just said, like, in other sports, I feel like there's not as much depth in other sports like that. So, like, when you're getting a first round pick in a different sport, like, you know the player's going to be good.
Right. Also, I feel like in baseball, people don't really, like, I don't know. This might just me being, I don't know.
This might just me being. You are doing so well today.
I think
I
need
can't
to
even
stop.
Express it.
This might just, this might just be me, like, not knowing what I'm talking about, but I feel like I know what I'm talking about most of the time. Okay, next question. You're a Major League Baseball player.
Hell yeah.
What is your walk-up song?
Oh God. Oh my God.
I didn't have any time to prepare for this question.
Okay, if you ask me, like, ever, I'm not really sure because, like, I would have time to think about songs that I really like.
No, you're starting tomorrow.
But if you ask me in this moment, it is What's New by Megan Thee Stallion.
I don't know that
song. Play that. I'll play it for you. Like, in this moment right now, that is the song that I would pick. I would probably think of something better. That's a really hard question. Because, again, like I said, I'm sure I'll change my answer once I think about songs. But, like, for now...
Mine would be Yeah by Usher.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Mostly because I think it's funny. My favorite thing is when players get walked and the venue plays Walk This Way.
Yeah, I like that.
I have no idea. Wait, give me a second. I'm looking. Baby, I'm just here to jam? No.
What a terrible email.
I would do like a good like Lose Control by Missy Elliott and Sierra. Oh, or like a 1-2 step. Or like you know, just something that makes you want to dance.
I like it.
Guess I'm in a Missy Elliott mood, but
does every team play tomorrow?
I don't think so.
I don't really know who plays tomorrow, if I'm being honest.
Yankees play Toronto. I know that.
I am out of questions.
Yep, those are all the questions that I can think of.
I'm excited for baseball.
What's your favorite number stitch on a baseball?
Favorite? I don't even remember how many stitches were on a baseball. 200 and something? 80 something?
I think like 1-something.
It's like 74.
What is your favorite baseball number?
We've had this exact conversation.
Like...
9 or 16.
Like, number for a player to have, yeah.
9 or 16?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Those are just the two first numbers? Those are just the two numbers that when you asked me the question felt right.
Ah.
So.
I think mine
understand.
Is 15 because that's my favorite number.
My favorite number is 4, but I feel like 4 is not a good baseball number.
Or 27 because Mike Trout wears 27.
All right.
I think those are all the questions I have. I think I had another one, but I can't think of it now, so that's cool.
That's fine.
But yeah, baseball is back. We are ready. Who is going to be AL MVP this year? I thought of more questions. It's going to be Mike Trout.
Oh, God.
Did you know in Mike Trout's first 5 years in Major League Baseball, he was either AL MVP or AL MVP runner-up? Mike Trout or Cody Bellinger? No, that's not who I was going to say. What is his name?
Well, he plays in the National League.
No, that's not even who I was going to say.
Okay.
I can see his face. He played for the Brewers. Christian Yelich.
Oh.
Mike Trout or Christian Yelich?
Christian Yelich had a really down year last year, which, I mean, okay, the COVID season is like... meh, whatever. But
it was like meh.
Well, you know what I mean. Like it's hard during to be like, the season, oh, he had a down year because
we were
they
like
barely
the COVID
played,
season.
Right,
like this matters, and now we look back at it, and it's just like that really did not matter at all.
Well, I mean, it did matter
in like the grand
it was
scheme
like a
of
real
things.
Season, and like it was good for the game that it happened. But it's just like. If Cody Bellinger, God.
I don't know why.
Why is this happening? If Christian Yelich had an entire season like that, then there's cause for concern. But he played 60 games.
Right.
That's what I mean.
He didn't play a lot of them.
If you had a slump last year, like, you got a second to bounce back. And if you don't, then, well, you're out of luck. But
right.
If you were going to have a slump, the COVID season was probably the season to have one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I meant.
Mike Trout or Christian Yelich are my answer. For the National League, I'm going to say... I don't don't know what I'm going to say. For the National League, I'm going to say...
I literally don't have answers, so...
I am going to say Mookie Betts.
Yeah, I think Freddie has a good season again. I don't know if he repeats as MVP, but I think he still has a good season.
Did you see his TikTok?
Oh, no, I never watched
that. Oh, yeah, of them waking up in the field or whatever.
I don't really know what the concept of the TikTok was, but it was funny, and Charlie was adorable.
Of course.
Alrighty. Well, baseball is back, and that means fire content from us, so.
Woo, baseball! Who is your favorite player on your fantasy team? Mine is Paul Rashawn.
Oh, good God. In terms of talent or in terms of human?
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know who's on my team anymore. Who's on my team? Let's see. My favorite player on my team.
I also didn't take Mike Trout because I'm an idiot and I wasn't paying attention.
As a human being, I think that Didi Gregorius is the favorite person on my team. But I'm really excited because I have Jacob DeGrom and I really hope that he just
gets Jacob DeGrom points. Played baseball at Stetson University, in case anybody was wondering.
He did do that.
Oh, I have Christian Yelich on my team.
I
don't even know that.
I don't really know who's on my team. I have Guerrero. Guerrero Jr.
Oh, Vladdy.
Yeah.
I have Trevor Bauer and Jack Flaherty, which makes me very excited.
I have Kennedy.
Just, like, two of my favorite people in general.
Tell your boyfriend I'm mad at his roommate.
Because he took Garrett Cole?
No, because he took Luke Voit. And I know that he's hurt. But I had a strategy, and I think that he has the same strategy.
Micah took... What's his face? Big guy, ugly teeth, plays for the Yankees.
Aaron Judge, and he got his teeth fixed.
I was like, you're literally talking about all of him. I don't know how to help you here.
Kennedy, he got his teeth fixed. I don't want to hear it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I love Aaron Judge. London don't you look. Dare don't talk shit talk him.
All right, that's all we got.
Okay.
Happy opening day.
Happy opening day. We love you. Go baseball.